morning, everyone, and welcome to The Art of Peace, a podcast bringing peace to your neighborhood through the airwaves, powered by the International Peace Youth Group. Here at The Art of Peace, we aim to create a platform where we can have discussions with people from different backgrounds and organizations to help foster mutual understanding and promote activities that are building sustainable peace in our communities. Good morning, peace listeners. It's your host, Matt, again, from the International Peace Youth Group, an organization working in 110 countries around the world to empower youth to create peace. Coming up this week on The Art of Peace, we'll be listening to Tony Laulu again. Last time, he shared about his organization, Digital Discipline, and how that started. Digital Discipline works with people of all ages to help curb social media and technology addiction to develop healthier online and offline lives. With the challenges we face with mental health and cultural identity and racism in this country, it's so important to keep a lid on how we handle ourselves online so we can use our devices for good, not to divide and harm. Shortly, Tony will be sharing more about what they're doing as well as some practical tips. But first, we talked with him about a new project he's been working on. Now, I've also heard you've recently written a book. Is this correct?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Could you tell us a bit about it and sort of what inspired that?
Yeah, the backstory, man, is interesting. I mentioned earlier that I left my job in November last year, and I was actually practicing writing applications for funding. That was the first one that I ever practiced with the knowledge that I would never get this, because who am I? I'm just a regular dude. So it was a language fund through the Ministry of Pacific Peoples. It was a little bit of funding. There wasn't too much that you could do with it, but I just thought, look, what the heck. So it came to the point in the application where it said, what are you going to do with this, you know, with this little bit of money if you're successful? And I was sitting there like, I don't know, write a book, I guess. So I just threw it out there and you know, knowing that, you know, I guess I wanted feedback, because I already had it in my head. I'm not going to get this thing. I got no right to be applying for this. But I just wanted some feedback so that I'm getting used to writing this kind of stuff. But yeah, they got back to me a couple of weeks and said, look, love your idea. You're going to write a children's book. And so, here's your little fund. And I guess upon receiving that, looked at myself and said, well, I guess I'm writing a book then. I had no real intent to, but look, man, that's another thing that's just been a massive blessing in disguise, because through that book I was able to tell a story, you know, and so many things in that book that are so important to me that, you know, I've been massive on creativity and, you know, and different employment, you know, that I think they allow you to be creative to a certain point, and they allow you to be creative within their little box. Whereas doing this book was just it was just a massive moment for me, because I could write it how I like and have characters how I like. And so I guess just so I'm not explaining it too much, probably the main parts that I really enjoyed about this book, or this children's book, was I was able to showcase and display you know, my boys, who are the two main characters of this book. Firstly, their names are both Samoan, Sakalia and Lemalia. That in itself was massive for me to in terms of representation. My second boy has this very long, curly Samoan hair. If I asked anybody, can you remember the last book that you've seen with a boy with long hair? It's not too common. In our Pacific cultures, it is quite common to have boys with long hair. And so I wanted to normalize that and represent for boys that do have long hair in the Pacific culture, but in any culture, you know, because I understand that the Indian culture too, they have boys with long hair. Their skin tone, the friends that they pick up on in this book, you know, I was just able to represent, you know, a lot of things that don't get represented in the books that my boys come home with. And so it was just massive for me to, you know, to be very pro-Pacific, pro-Samoan. And that doesn't mean I'm anti anything. I mean, don't get that wrong, because I feel like when people say, you know, I'm pro this, it means I'm anti something. No, it's not that in any sense. So I guess on a creative end, there was just so many parts of this book that I was just blessed to be able to portray. And I guess the feedback from it has just been massive. You know, a lot of people have, you know, messaged through just massive support that they have not seen, you know, a book like this where have these Pacific characters and they look Pacific, because one of the other characters is my oldest boy and just this thick little afro. And so, yeah, in terms of writing that book, it was massive for me. So, yeah, that's just been a little bit of a journey around the book.
That's cool. I love the origins of where it came from in relation to, I just had to write an idea, and then I guess, okay, now I'm doing that idea. That's really awesome. If you don't mind me asking, can we give it a little plug? What's it called?
Yeah, man. It's the book is called Le Malie and Sakalia's School Holiday, and you can find more information on it on chiefbookseries.com, www.chiefbookseries.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram, just to plug the book, is just search Chief Book Series. And so I guess that little brand has stemmed from, as soon as I started writing this book, all these other stories started to pop up in my head. And so, you know, this isn't going to be a one-hit wonder. We're already working on the next two books, and there's some strong themes around being Pacific, around being Kiwi. So those are the things that we really want to represent within our school reading resources, because I feel like a lot of the resources that we do have are from England or America, telling English. Not English as in the in a cultural sense, but very it looked like a Coronation Street type houses and characters, and I'm like, it doesn't represent New Zealand at all. That's not what it looks like here. And so, yeah, there's a big focus on representing you know, New Zealand as a whole and Pacific communities. So, yeah.
Awesome. That's really cool. I'm looking forward to reading them and picking up the sequels as well. So moving forward to 2021, how is 2021 looking for you regarding the work that you're doing and the chaos, I guess, that this year has already been, with, you know, two lockdowns for Auckland so far and, you know, the earthquakes and all that sort of stuff yesterday. How's 2021 looking for you?
It's looking amazing, man. It's looking amazing. I've really worked on my mindset the last couple months and maybe about a year or so, whether it's through the media or the circles I was maybe previously in, a lot of negative outlooks on stuff, very depressing. And so I guess from the first lockdown last year, I had to make a massive decision on, look, this can drag out and affect your whole business, your whole mood, just the way that you are with your boys for the next couple of weeks, or we can flip it and reframe it. And so I think from learning those things over the last couple of months, you know, even this week, I know it was tough on the kids, you know, throughout the country. And I had my little complaint about it when it was announced, but look, I can't sit like that for the next 7 days, because, you know, it just, that kind of energy, it will not help me progress. And so I guess in terms of this year, man, I'm being snowed under, which is a good problem to have. This digital discipline, but also the Chief Book Series, is becoming two different entities or two different businesses or movements now. I've been fortunate enough to have a couple of people that I know already in my circles that are able to take over website stuff and create flyers and images and illustrations and all of that. So, look, man, this is like I probably said, from how digital discipline started, there was no real business agenda. But look, I'm a big believer that if you're living in your purpose, man, you know, God will be able to provide the resources for you. And so I feel like I am living in my purpose. And this is my little God-given task for this season of my life. And so for me, man, it's just I just got to keep waking up every morning and just being grateful that I have a task, a specific task at hand. And I'm not too worried about, you know, if I'm going to make it or not, because it seems to be coming from a higher place. And so I guess in terms of growth, man, this thing should have a couple of people on board by the end of the year in terms of, you know, looking at maybe some possible facilitators by the end of the year, and just growing this thing into an actual, legit working company and outfit that will really be able to contribute to the education piece around digital wellbeing, because it's MOE is struggling at the moment to keep up with that demand of education around I think they're doing well in digital literacy, STEMs going well, but the missing component in all of that is telling little old Johnny or Sione that, you know, after every 40 minutes you should probably get up for 15, and after probably 3 or 4 hours of screen time, I think that's it. Call it a day. Whereas, you know, just learning online, the kids are from feedback, they're on it from 8:30 to 3, and then they're on it for homework. I don't know how healthy that is in terms of character development, just your physical well-being in terms of your eyes and rest and fatigue. From what I've heard, and it might be different elsewhere, but it's just not being taught well enough for kids to cope on learning online. So, yeah, man, that's how it's looking, and just full-on excited for this year, right?
That's really awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing more about what you guys are going to be up to as the year goes on. How can people get involved with the work you're doing if they're interested in that sort of thing, or if they do need help, how can they, get involved?
I guess for growth and perspective, I'm always looking for people that are happy to chip in and volunteer. I've been blessed enough to have a little bit of backing to be able to employ someone on a temporary basis for the next couple of months, which is massive for me. So look, always open to have discussions and talks about how to grow this thing, and if anybody wants to contribute, totally perfect. I'd really welcome that. For people that want to that need help, that need assistance, that don't know where to go, digitaldiscipline.co.nz is the website. And then so I always feel funny saying this, but you can find me on social media as well. just search Digital Discipline on Facebook and Instagram. And then email, of course. You'll find my email address on either one of those channels. And look, I'm answering inquiries and stories, a few times a week. And look, I'm here to help. And ready to serve, and so those are the channels that you find me on.
Fantastic. I know that it must seem really weird when you're talking about how, fighting social media as an addiction, but you're on social media. But, it's all about using that tool against the enemy, Like, if you have to fight it, then you can make use of it too, because that's the thing is, I think you said earlier, it is a tool. And it's like any tool, if it's used in the right way, then it's really good, but it's when it's misused or whatever becomes an addiction, then it's, it doesn't, fulfill that role that it's meant to be.
That's right. That's right. You're exactly right.
I totally agree with what you were saying around particularly students having, 6-8 hours of classes a day, plus then homework, and then often as well, I know for a lot of youth these days, young adults, their recreational time as well is screens as well, whether it be, computer games or Xbox or PlayStation or whatever, guys and girls. So I guess, being in this age of technology and digital learning that, has also been happening, what's some practical ways that young people can help find that balance between the online and the offline world?
Yeah, man, that's a good question. And I always say in my workshops that I'm not on any anti-social media campaign. I see the value in it. And it's a massive help in business, a massive help to put across different messages. But in terms of, some proactive proactive steps on how to manage your time, first and foremost is to recognize that there's an issue, because I think some people are naive or maybe delusional about no, actually don't have a problem. I think you don't need a scientist to tell you that you're on it too long. I think inherently our soul and our spirit tells us and informs us a few times throughout the week, possibly that we're on this thing too much and you probably need to close the laptop and talk to mum and dad, or close the laptop and get some fresh air and walk out in the bush. So that would be the first one. If you don't recognize it, then it's a little bit more tough. But recognizing the urge, the average time that we spend or that New Zealanders spend online or social media in particular, this is outside of screen time for work, is about 2 hours and 4 or 5 minutes. So that's kind of how long it is. A couple of years ago it was a little bit less. That's how much it is now. Proactive steps is to improve your social media experience. And what I mean by that is, I'm not going to get anybody to hop off social media, but you can improve your social media experience. I was talking to a lady yesterday who culled her the people she was following. She was following about 1,000 people, and she cut it right down to about 300. I've challenged her again to cut it down by another 100. There's no way that you can have a positive and meaningful social media experience having 1,000 opinions coming through your feed. A lot of it doesn't add value. A lot of it is just nonsense. A lot of it is just being nosy. That's what I call spring cleaning, is for people to go through and spring clean their social media accounts. There's a lot of people that don't need to be following. And a lot of them, you have one person that represents multiple things. What I mean by that, when I was on Facebook years ago, I used to follow maybe 20 fit people, experts that go through their workout routines. I don't need to follow 20. I can follow one, maybe two at the very most. So that's one proactive step. The other way is just being mindful of your time. There's one thing that we do at Digital Discipline, which chucks in a wedge every week to give your eyes and your fingers a break, and that's called 8-to-8 Sundays. And what 8-to-8 Sundays really is that you go social media free from 8 a.m. To 8 p.m. every Sunday. Some people would rather do it on Saturday, but I feel like that's just an important time where you reset and have a good dedicated chunk of a day where it's not on social media. It's interesting to get feedback on that, because people start to realize how much they can get done in a day. And relationships seem to start to improve, because now daddy's not looking at his phone the whole time, or mummy's not, trying to snap every little moment of a Sunday and posting it up in real time online. Those would probably be two, and then maybe the third one would probably just be just being a little bit more mindful of cell phone etiquette. And what I mean by that is, I still have people do it to me now, even though they forget I do Digital Discipline. But things like having your phone in your hand while you're talking to someone, having the phone on a table while you're having a meal, texting and talking to someone at the same time seems to be almost normal now. And no one will ever call it out, but it's that cell phone etiquette that really needs to improve, because it's I think if we're all honest with ourselves, it's quite rude to be doing that, to be checking your phone. Even that split-second glance, how's the other person? I don't have your full attention. And this phone seems to be something that you're mindful of. Nobody likes to feel like, trying to compete with you and the phone that you have in your hand. The little things like that are probably those three things are probably the things that come to mind in terms of what you can do now. And so, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. I really appreciate it.
I hope you all took a lot of inspiration by what Tony has been doing with both the book and Digital Discipline. Having more books out there that reflect New Zealand's diverse makeup is so important for creating a culture of peace and understanding. I encourage you to check out Lemali and Sakalia's School Holiday if you're looking for something for the little ones. And of course, it's so important as well to look after your mental health by finding a good balance between your online and real world activities. If you feel like social media addiction is affecting your life and the life of someone close to you, I really encourage you to check out Digital Discipline on Facebook or Instagram and get some help. And as a takeaway from today, let's remember these tips. Take the hints and recognize when you have a problem. Do some spring cleaning and cut the number of people you are following. Manage your time and show a little cell phone etiquette when you're with people. But now it's time again to hear some good things that have been happening from around the world. But for today, I thought it's really important that we focus on New Zealand in particular. In particular, on Friday, there was the Strike School for Climate New Zealand. This took place all around the country, in Auckland, all throughout. And it was a gathering of thousands of students protesting about the climate situation that is going on, or the climate crisis, as they're calling it. I did a bit of reading into it because I didn't fully understand I understood that it was for climate change, but I didn't really understand why it was so significant. And after reading through why they're so passionate about it and why they're really into this, it really reminded me of New Zealand from my grandparents' generations, when there was the No Nukes and the apartheid movements and things like that. And all of the young people went out and they, you know, shared their voice in regards to these sorts of situations. And it's the same thing happening now. I know a lot of people, and, you know, even myself as somebody who works in education, can sometimes grumble, or these students, they just want another day off. However, it's really important that they are voicing their right to free speech, which is something that is one of our human rights we have here in New Zealand, but also something that is really going to affect them in particular. The climate crisis will affect the youth. They will affect the students. And by the time that the students grow up and are old enough to actually enact change themselves, when they get to positions of power, it will be far, far too late. So another reason why this is so important is for us to really take this to heart. The Pacific Islands are submerging. They have been for years. We know this. It's our duty to help them. They're our neighbors. And we must also make sure that we ourselves are doing what we can. Inaction is the worst thing. So let's really try and support our children, support our students, and take our stand for climate as well. That's all for The Art of Peace this week, and we'll see you all next week.
You've been listening to The Art of Peace by IPYG. Special thanks to our peace family at the International Peace Youth Group and Planet FM Public Access Radio who make this happen. To get involved with the peace work, or if you have any questions, you can hit us up at IPYGNZ on Instagram. Join us again next Monday at 9:05, or visit the Planet FM website under the Art of Peace page to listen anytime, anywhere. Until next time, peace out.
Your language.